If the sky we look upon.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla@bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, if you want to catch a movie, Disney's Snow White is playing, Novocaine. And if you want to catch a kid's movie at Parkway Cinema, you can also get The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Parkway Cinema, go to acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. Our guest this morning is the governor of the state of Louisiana, Jeff Landry. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I am not complaining. It's another day in paradise.
It is. Look, Louisiana, we're on the move. Things are happening for us. They really are.
So $5 billion that you went to Trump's office to announce, does that affect all Louisiana or just South Louisiana?
Well, look, I mean, that is a steel mill that's going to be located along the Mississippi River below Baton Rouge. And I believe that all of these projects affect Louisiana, right? Anytime that we increase our economic output, and those are great quality jobs, it's $95,000 of average salary on each one of those particular jobs, 5,500 total jobs, both direct and indirect. Look, we went up and announced in December the $10 billion facility up in Richland Parish, right, that Meta is putting in. That's going to affect all of Louisiana. We're getting ready. We've got an announcement next week. This one is in South Louisiana, but we've got more and more projects that we believe are going to happen in Central and South Louisiana. Central and North Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And right now on the books, we've got a record $50 billion worth of construction projects going on in the state of Louisiana.
So does this kind of mitigate people leaving Louisiana with all these jobs available?
Well, look, that it does. In fact, what we saw last year was for in a long, long time, in many decades, where Louisiana actually gained population rather than lose them. Last year, 30,000 people moved in the state rather than an average of 35,000 people moving out. But that's because of all of the work that we've been doing and the trust that the voters have put in us in order to institute policies that are actually working. And that's what's driving those economic wins. That's what's driving people coming into the state. And to keep that momentum, we need them to go and vote on Saturday.
Talking about that, you had one of the greatest gifts that you could ever hope to have to get that passed. Foster Campbell came out last week, and he's against Constitutional Amendment number 2. That would convince me to vote for it right there.
Well, I'll tell you, look, everybody out there who appreciates what Donald Trump is doing and what we're doing, we really need them to go vote. Because if you look at what's happening right now, Ted, nationally, the Democrat Party and really the big liberals are out there in mass spending money trying to convince people that the things that we're doing are bad for them. Look, last night in Pennsylvania, a Senate race in a solidly stronghold Republican area was turned over to Democrats simply because Republicans didn't go vote and conservatives didn't go vote. And of course, you can see the same thing going on around the country. So if we don't go out there and vote and support the people that we put in office and the policies that we put in place to make America and Louisiana great, then we've got no one left to blame but ourselves. And so that's why we've been traveling the state trying to explain to people how important it is to go vote Saturday. It's not one of those real sexy elections where the president's on the ballot or you got a lot of people on the ballot. There's some small municipalities, but most of it is these constitutional amendments.
Okay, so some of the phone calls I've been getting, people with limited information, but they feel very strongly about it, that the teacher pay raise is not going to come from the state of Louisiana. It's going to come from each individual superintendent's office. Clear that up.
Yeah, so what's happening is that the state had taken over the retirement, the debt that teachers had amassed, that the school boards and the systems have amassed, and we've been paying on that debt. And then the state and a portion of that debt is paid for by the school board. Right, so the state put up a bulk of the money. The school board said we'll pay you back, and so every year, all of these school boards around the state pay the state hundreds of millions of dollars. And so we realized that we could, that through this constitutional amendment, we could streamline our financing and pay off a large portion of that debt and save about $300 million that are going to big banks. Okay, that are going to Wall Street banks. That we can use for teacher pay raise. And so in the Constitution, we say, is look, the state is going to pay this debt off so that you don't have to pay us. And for that, for you saving that money, we want you to return that money to teachers in the form of a pay raise. And I'm going to tell you, Ted, there is no teacher pay raise if this amendment doesn't pass. They got a stipend last year, but it's based upon one-time money. And if it doesn't pass, there's no more stipend. They're going to lose $2,000.
Okay, but am I correct in saying that if they pass this, the local school board is not going to have to pay an extra, let's say there's 200 teachers, an extra $4 million? That's going to be...
No, they are not. It is covered in there. That it is not. It is not. And you know, Ted, at the end, when you think of it, I mean, the fact of the matter is that each individual school board should be responsible for helping to improve their teacher pay. You know, we've got, and that's part of the problem that we have in this entire country, both with the Department of Education and some school board. If you look at the ratio of administrators and back office personnel versus teachers actually in the classroom teaching our kids, it's out of whack. And so what we want to do is we want to right that ship because we want to be able to support our teachers as much as possible. We want to make sure that we worked on that on the Let the Teachers Teach project. We want to make sure that our teachers are spending as much quality time with our kids, educating those kids, rather than doing all the other things that either the legislature or the federal government have required them to do. And so this is an opportunity to give our teachers permanent pay raises where they quit being used as political footballs. Because, look, when the state goes into dire financial straits, the teachers don't get a raise. Or if some governor wants to do something, they dangle a pay raise in front of a teacher. We shouldn't operate like that. We're playing with our kids' education. This is a way to give them a permanent pay raise. And it does not cost a dime more for those school boards.
Lance Harris was on with us one day this week, and he said there's two parishes that are not part of this, I think Grant and maybe Concordia, but there's a program put into place to make those where they're not going to be out a lot of money either.
No. Let me clarify that. There are a couple of parishes under which the amount that they're paying the state of Louisiana would not grant them the ability to give those teachers a full $2,000 pay raise. So let's just say that when you divide the number of teachers in those school districts by the amount that they're paying, that those school boards are paying the state of Louisiana right now, it may let's say it comes up to $1,800. And so the legislature has promised to cap those off to make sure that every teacher in the state of Louisiana and support personnel staff gets at a minimum of a $2,000 per year permanent pay raise.
And no taxpayers are out any extra money. It's just the way that you're revamping what you're doing.
No, you know who's out of money? Goldman Sachs. Okay? I mean, like that is why, and let me tell you something, that is why it is amazing to me all of the disinformation out there, but it's being put out by very, very liberal interests. It's important for listeners out there to understand what's going on. Like, they entrusted me and many of the great legislators they sent to Baton Rouge to write this ship. For the last year, we have been working to do that with tangible results out there. We talked about the economic wins that we've had. The largest project ever in the history of North Louisiana, we were able to announce in December. All of the tax reforms that we put in place, being prudent with our finances, all of that is packaged into this amendment. Remember, we wanted to get a constitutional rewrite, which is what we needed, but we didn't. We came up short. So this is getting us about 30% of the way there. But look, if you want your quality of life improve in this state, if you want businesses to come in, if you want people to move in instead of moving out, this is one of these big steps that, quite frankly, are in the hands of the people.
We've got to take a break. When we come back, some religious leaders have voiced some concern. We'll get Governor Landry to address that when we come back. Broadline Services, they're located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. And if you're getting ready to remodel and custom build your bathroom, they are the professionals. Tim or Juanita, 318-652-1215. Or you can go to broadlines.org. Broadline Services.
Louisiana's moving forward. Crime rates are tumbling. Education, our best test scores ever. Governor Landry announced the largest jobs and economic growth project in Louisiana history. $10+ billion private sector dollars. Now we keep Louisiana moving forward with a yes vote on Amendment 2, March 29th. Amendment 2 permanently lowers the maximum income tax rate. It pays down debt and gives our teachers a permanent salary increase. It keeps the homestead exemption and exemptions for religious organizations. Amendment 2 doubles the senior citizen tax deduction. And Amendment 2 builds on Governor Landry's efforts stopping unneeded spending with a permanent government growth limit. Let's keep Louisiana moving forward by voting yes on Amendment 2, paid for by Make Louisiana Great Again.
Nichols is your headquarters for activewear. Come see our super assortment of men's tees, shorts, caps, and shirts by Hook Performance Fishing. These are no ordinary shirts. Hook uses a durable poly-knit fabric designed to keep you cool and dry. This stain-release fabric keeps messy stains from setting and has SPF protection, too. Hook shorts are designed with secure zip pockets, and the fabric breathability adds superior comfort. Great designs in a variety of vibrant colors. Check out Hook Performance Fishing Apparel on display now at your local Nichols store.
Hi, future demons. This is Mackenzie Scroggs, Miss Louisiana 2023, and current Northwestern State University student pursuing a career in dance. I invite you to see NSU at its best. Walk through our beautiful campus, tour our incredible labs and classrooms, and get a feel for your future at Northwestern. We offer private, personalized campus tours led by student ambassadors. Visit nsu.la/tours today to schedule your free campus tour. Your journey is just getting started.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you that Nichols has stores, been there for over 100 years, in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Stop by a Nichols store today. Everything for everybody in the family. Governor Jeff Landry is our guest this morning. The other myth that I thought was almost ridiculous is that some religious leaders have gotten in touch with me and said, oh, they're taking away our tax-free status. And I said, there's not a legislator that's got the guts to do that to a religious organization. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you exactly. No, you're 100% right. I mean, this all started with a pastor down in Baton Rouge who's listening to a lawyer who is a member of the Legal Network for Gender Equity. in the National Police Accountability Project. Look, here's what's happened. We've got these Soros-funded liberals that have descended into Louisiana. Okay, they hate the fact that Louisiana's a red state. They hate the fact that we've got a conservative legislature and a conservative governor. We're actually moving the state in the right direction. And they went out there and they convinced this pastor that we were going to strip his tax status. First of all, churches and religious organizations are protected federally. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I'm the guy who signed the Ten Commandments bill. For 8 years, I was the attorney general. I protected free speech, religious liberties. Mike Johnson and I consistently tried to do things like put pamphlets out that said which religious liberties were for our kids when they go to school. I did different ways that we could practice our religion without fear of government intervention. I mean, it's the most craziest thing that I've ever seen, Ted. I mean, it's amazing to me. You know, what's that old, who was that? Was it Abe Lincoln said, you know, a lie can go around the world in, I forgot, or is Mark Twain had that quote under which how fast a lie could go around the world before the truth could get out of bed.
That's pretty interesting. Okay, let's talk about, the real benefits. If you're a senior citizen, how is this, amendment going to affect you, Amendment Number 2, if it passes?
Well, first of all, let's go through all this. It's a great point. There is something for everyone in this amendment, okay? First of all, it permanently lowers our income tax. This is the largest tax cut in the history of the state if the voters would go out there and support it. It doubles the deduction for our seniors because we want to keep our seniors in the state of Louisiana. We want them to keep more of their retirement money. We give teachers a permanent pay raise by paying down the debt, so it does not cost the school districts one dime. It puts a spending limit on government. I'm sure, Ted, that some things that you've talked to and your listeners and have called in and talked about government spending. It streamlines our finances in the state. I mean, it gives us an opportunity to eliminate the inventory tax. I mean, the economic wins that we're making today and the economic wins we can get for both Central and North, all of Louisiana as a whole, once and for all, the entire state can benefit with just one vote. I gave a speech yesterday at the Rotary Club up in Shreveport, and I told them, I said, never before have the voters of this state had the future, their futures in their hands in one election. And the sad part is nobody's going to vote.
Well, of course, if you don't vote, you can't complain about not getting the tax cuts and getting teachers' pay raises. Our guest this morning is Governor Jeff Landry. Be back in a moment. Don't go away. I want to talk to you about Northwestern State University. They have the premier education system in this area. The cost is very economical. The quality of education is fantastic. Pay them a visit today. Learn more about Northwestern State University.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
The residents at Manny Healthcare and Rehab Center like to have fun and remain active. Stephanie Holden, our activity director, organizes a variety of fun events and opportunities to make our residents smile. From community barbecues, weekly bingos, and parties for holidays, our activities help to make us your local leader in nursing and rehabilitation services. Come visit us at 120 Natchitoches Highway in Manny, Louisiana to see for yourself. Or call Stephanie Holden at 318-256-9233 to join in some of our fun holiday activities.
Okay, it's time for an eye exam. Where do you go? I suggest you go to Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They got 14 locations, actually 15 locations, including Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. To get an appointment, 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. The governor of the state of Louisiana is our guest this morning, Jeff Landry. And so here's my question. So when I get through the program, everybody says, all you did was give Jeff softball questions. I'm going to give you one tough question. Jack McFarland, a good friend of mine, Jack is working desperately to cut costs. I think that it's almost impossible to cut costs in Louisiana when you can't get the low-hanging fruit. And let me give you an example. Nobody reads the newspapers anymore. Subscription rates went down to nothing. Yet we still put legal news at millions of dollars from local up to state and newspapers to provide corporate welfare for them, and there's not a single bill introduced in this session, to my knowledge, to stop that. How do we cut spending if we can't get rid of low-hanging fruit?
Oh, well, that's a great question. I mean, that was a bill last year. I thought to do that. I thought Josh Carlson had actually done it, especially for papers in some of the larger cities as well that are raking in millions of dollars. I agree. I can tell you that one of the things that we've been doing is we're running our own DOSE project. I don't know if you've known that or you picked up.
Sure, yeah.
But I can tell you that it's not hard, Ed. It's whether or not you got the will.
And a great example, I talked to a legislator and I said, why aren't we funding PBS radio and TV? Nobody listens to it or watches it. And the answer was, well, we don't put a lot of money into it. And I'm thinking, you cut little bits at a time and you get big cuts.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, we're going to start reporting some of the things that we found. You know, we found, like I'll give you an example, we found $1 million in one agency of cell phone bills, of cell phone subscriptions, that no one was using. So it was cell phones, data plans that we were paying for that were not even being utilized when we scratched that out. We stopped all of the automatic leases on some of the buildings that the state's been leasing around the state until we take another good hard look at them. We're running a number of – we just streamlined the governor's Office of Homeland Security, where we think we'll find a $2 to $3 million initial savings just in personnel. And so we're doing our particular part, but I like some of the ideas that you have, and I'm going to have to talk to Jack.
Yeah, well, you know, do you think any of these ideas be ready for the legislative session?
I mean, look, here's what I tell you. They could be. I think pre-filing a bill's deadline is April the 1st, and I think there's a late filing of like the 7th or 8th. I can't remember. Or maybe it's the 12th. I can't remember. I certainly don't oppose them putting some of those bills out there and letting the legislature decide on them. I can appreciate the things that you're talking about, but we're working real hard here in the state through our DOGE efforts, through our Government Office of Fiscal Responsibility is what we did. We did it when I was the Attorney General. And we look forward to announcing some of that stuff. I think people will appreciate. Look, I'll give you another example. We did an audit the other day. Let me see if you can guess. I'll give you some trivia. How many printers do you think the state of Louisiana has? We've got 35,000 employees.
Yeah, and what was your question?
How many printers?
Oh.
You know, that print paper? You know, printers.
50,000?
Well, no, not quite. But we got 32,000, and we got 32,000 too many. It was one of the things, it's like everybody's got to have a printer on their desk. You know, I mean, just think about the money you can save when you start to consolidate those printers.
Do you think, and the biggest problem I've seen so far, the Democrats love NGOs, the Democrats love excessive spending, and they love those NGOs because a lot of the Democrats are getting money out of the NGO that they're operating. Is there enough Republican conservatives, not Republicans, but conservative Republicans to put a stop to this?
We're going to find that out this session because, look, one of the things that I did last year was start to crank down on the amount of money that NGOs were getting from state dollars. And I took a bunch of heat for doing that. And we were just scratching the surface.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes left. Give me a good campaign speech of why Amendment Number 2 needs to be passed, and more important, you need to go vote.
Absolutely. Look, I would urge everyone that's listening out there to take a little time on Saturday to go out and vote. If you have been working, if you have been complaining or wondering why people are leaving this state rather than coming to the state, why your kids, your grandkids, or those that you love have left this state for different opportunities elsewhere, it's because those states have placed their states in a position to attract business rather than run them out of it. And Amendment 2 further helps us attract businesses. And on top of that, it puts more money in everybody who's listening's pocket. It permanently lowers our income tax. It gives teachers a permanent pay raise without costing anyone any money except for Goldman Sachs and the banks in Wall Street. So we do it by paying down debt. We streamline our finances. We put a spending limit on government. And we work towards eliminating our inventory tax, further improving our business climate. That I don't know what more we could do than to put this in the hands of the people. Look, a lot of these things the legislature would do, okay, by a vast majority of a vote if they had the ability to do it. But we crammed that into our overbloated, complicated constitution, and that's why we got to put it before the people. I'm sorry that we got to go get them out there to go vote on a nice Saturday, but over time and over the decades, we've crammed all this in the constitution and prevented us from being able to actually give our citizens the quality of life that others are getting around the South. This is our opportunity to do it.
If you want a pay raise for the teachers, senior citizens to get a big tax cut. This is the amendment to vote for, number 2, but it doesn't help if you don't go vote. Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you with us this morning. Thanks so much for sharing your time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ted. Take care.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I to go. Her words touched me like a well-known memory.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid, brought to you by Valth Welding and Tractor.
Valth Welding and Tractor, Highway 171 North on the bypass in Manny, is your LS Tractor dealer in this area. See Junior Biles and his staff for all of your welding, tractor parts, and tractor repair needs. Biles Welding also carries snapper and grasshopper mowers. They do small engine repair as well. For welding fabrication, call Biles Welding and Tractor, your local LS Tractor dealer, 318-256-9238.
There's been a lot of discussion about carbon capture, and you can be for or against it. It's been happening for a long time. But there's a new program out now that